感谢主耶稣的带领啊！我们这两三天是大喜的日子。
We thank God for God's guidance that in these two to three days, these are joyful days.
因为神在这边举办丰盛的宴席。
Because God is preparing a wonderful feast for us.
我们弟兄姐妹朋友们来到神面前，享受神丰盛的慈爱。
And all the brothers and sisters and friends are receiving the mercy and love of God.
盼望我们借着灵恩布道会啊，大家可以重新得力。
And we hope that through a spiritual convocation, we can receive more strength.
能够恩上加恩。
And we can now have grace upon grace.
小弟来到我们的这个教会呢，觉得我们的教会虽然人数不多，但是充满了爱。
And coming to this church, I think that although we don't have a lot of members, but I think we are filled with love.
礼拜晚上我到那么多教会，是第一个晚上呢，每个礼拜晚上都有东西可以吃的教会。
And of all the many churches that I've gone to, this is the only church. Every Friday night, there will be things to eat here.
感谢主，大家都像一家人。
And thank God, we are like one family.
那我想今天下午来谈一谈爱从哪里来。
And I'd like to talk about how love, where love comes from.
我们请看提摩太前书的一章五节。
Let's look at First Timothy.
提摩太前书一章五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
一章五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
一章五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无亏的良心和无伪的信心生出来的。我们今天下午来探讨这一节。
And this afternoon we will study this verse.
这里谈到爱从哪里来呀？
It talks about the where love comes from.
首先跟我们讲这个命令的总归就是爱。
It says that the purpose of the commandment is love.
这个英文叫做 the purpose of commandment， 就是诫命的目的，其实就是爱。
And it says that the purpose behind the commandments is love.
我们都知道诫命啊，十诫可以分成两部分。
We all know that the commandments, the Ten Commandments, we can divide into two different sections.
那么前四诫就是爱神，后六诫就是爱人。
And the first four is to love God, and the latter six is to love man.
所以耶稣基督把他结论这个十诫成两部分，他就是第一，你要尽心尽意尽性尽力爱主你的神。
So when Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments for the first four, he says that you must love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
那第二，你就是要爱人如己。
And the second is to love man like yourself.
这个就是诫命的目的，就是爱。
This is the purpose of the commandments.
那小弟自己看，也从另外一个方向来看，其实十诫也包含两部分，一个是 you shall， 一个是 you shall not。意思就是说，一个就是你要去做的，第二就是你不可以做的。
And I also look at the Ten Commandments from another angle and divide into two sections. The first is you shall, and the second is you shall not.
要纪念安息日，这个是要去做的，你要去做的。
You shall keep the Sabbath. This is something that you should do.
不可杀人，不可奸淫，是 you shall not. 你不可以去做的。
And you should not kill or murder. This is something you should not do.
那再仔细一想啊 ，you shall 要去做的，通通是带着福气啊。
And to think about it, all of the you shalls bring with a blessing.
比如说要敬拜天上独一神。
It says that you shall worship the one true God in heaven.
怎么样敬拜他呢？
How do you worship him?
就是借着守安息日奉献给他的这种方式啊。
It is through keeping the Sabbath and offering to him.
那这个奉献呢，它就是带着福气的道理啊，因为神会把天窗打开，把各种福气赐下来给我们啊。
And with offerings, it brings us blessings because God will open the heavens for us.
那又说你要纪念安息日，安息日是要神要把天上地上的福气赐给我们的一个很重要的一个时间呢。
It also says that you shall keep the Sabbath, and this is also an opportunity for God to give us His blessings.
那所有的 you shall not 那个不可以做的，通通是带着保护 ，protection.
And all of the you shall nots bring protection.
不可奸淫是保护家庭啊。
You should not commit adultery. This is to protect the family.
不可偷盗是保护财产。
You should not steal. This is to protect property.
不可作假见证陷害人，这是保护私华。
And you shall not make false witnesses. This is to protect justice.
所以所有的这个诫命呢，无论是保护我们的，或者是 you shall 你要做， 祝福我们的，这个都是这个总归呢，就是在谈到一个什么？谈到神对人类的爱。
And all of these commandments, whether it is to protect us or to bless us, all of this comes from love.
所以做一个信徒呢，我们要尽力的去爱神，也要尽力的去爱人。
So as a Christian, we must try hard to love men and also love God.
所以有人说爱不是个名词，是个动词，是我们要行出来的。
That's why people say that love is not a noun, it is a verb that you must act upon.
那人有能力去爱，是因为神赐给人爱的能力啊。
And we have the ability to love, it is because God gave us that ability.
我们看，我们请问婴孩有没有能力去爱人呢？
Let me ask you, does a baby have the ability to love men?
应该问 Jackson 哈，他比较清楚啊。
Can you ask Jackson? He should be very clear.
小弟看这个婴孩呢，大概没有什么能力去爱人，因为他还小。
I look at infants and I think that they really don't have the ability to love others.
但是他们对爱有很深的感受能力。
But they have a very good reception to love.
就好像我们比较软弱的朋友、弟兄姐妹们呢，他们可能还没有能力真正去爱人。
Just for example, the weaker brothers and sisters, they may not have the ability to love others.
但是呢，他长大之后呢，神就会给人爱的能力，就好像给婴儿长大，他能爱人，给我们信徒长大有爱的能力啊。
But after they mature, they have the ability, just like a baby. After they grow up, they have the ability to love others.
但是当一个人有能力去爱的时候，也要很小心。
But when a person has the ability to love, they must also be careful.
因为爱如果没有来自于正常的管道，它带来很大的杀伤力。
Because if love comes from a bad motive, it's very harmful.
那个爱好像是水一样。
Love is like water.
如果它有归还在杯子里面，你喝了会解渴，很舒服的。
If it is contained in a cup, if you drink it, it will quench your thirst.
但是那个水，如果没有一个归还在杯子里面，而且很大的水，很多的水，就造成一种像我们这礼拜吧，这礼拜不是有 storm 吗？高速公路变成河流了，带来一种毁灭的力量。
But if water is not contained and there is a very big volume of water, it is very dangerous. Just like this past week of the storms, it destroyed all the roads.
有人说爱好像火一样啊。
And people say love is like fire.
如果火在这个我们家那个 fireplace， 在这个火炉里面，你会觉得很 cozy， 很舒服啊。
If we have a fire in our fireplace, then we'll feel that it is very warm and cozy.
但是如果它的来源、它的界限没有好好规划的话呢，这个火就会成灾，好像森林大火，好像这个我们加州的这种森林大火，你到时候就是毁灭了很多的财产跟生命。
But if the fire is not contained or controlled, then it can cause forest fires.
所以有人说，爱的相反到底是什么？
So people say that what is opposite of love?
有人说是恨，但是有人说不是恨，它是冷漠。
Some people say it's hate, but some people say that it's not hate, it is coldness.
其实恨呢，应该是爱的副产品呢。Byproduct.
Actually, hate is a byproduct of love.
比如说，我很爱我太太啊。
For example, I love my wife.
但是我太太不爱我啊。
But my wife doesn't love me.
她去爱别人，假设了，我太太是很爱我，现在是假设了。
This is only for example. My wife actually loved me very much.
那就会变，那我就会变成很大的恨。为什么我爱你，你不爱我呢
？Then there will be a hate created because I love her, but she doesn't love me.
所以这个恨是从爱的一个副产品出来的，而不是爱的一个相反的东西呀。
So hate comes as a byproduct of love. It is not opposite.
所以同样的嫉妒毁坏所以爱如果没有一定的管道、一定的规范，那爱事实上就是伤害的一个最大的借口。
And there will also be envy. So if love is not contained, it will be very, it is if it comes from a bad motive, then it is very it will cause destruction.
所以圣经上在跟我们讲说，爱有一定的来源。
That's why the Bible tells us that there is an origin of love.
那事实上，这个社会上我们也讲爱啊。
And in society, we also talk about love.
几年前，小弟有机会回台湾去。
Years ago, I had a chance to go back to Taiwan.
发觉到书房上面最像畅销的书，通通在谈爱的书。
And I realized that in the bookstores, the best-selling books talk about love.
那社会上的人谈爱是谈到怎么样爱人的一个讲话的技巧。
And when people in society talk about love, they talk about how you can use your words to love.
我还记得当时有一本很畅销的书，就是怎么样把话说到心窝里面去。
And there was a very good-selling book titled saying, the title is that how you can use your words to go into a person's heart.
那我就读那本书啊。
So I read that book.
他教我们呢，那个谎话要正说。
Yes.
从不同的方向来说， 反话，从正面的来说负面的事情啊。
It teaches to say negative things positively.
那明话要暗说。
And things that are clear, you must not say so clearly.
这个比如说了哈，正话反说，比如啊，反话正说，比如说这个你呢，朋友要载你去这个机场啊。
To give an example of saying negative things positively, for example, you're taking a friend to the airport.
那你很急啊。
And you are in a hurry.
你不可以跟朋友讲，哎，朋友，哎，开快一点呢，这样子不太好意思啊。
Oh, your friend is driving you. But you can't tell your friend to say, hey, drive faster.
你可以跟他讲说，哎，兄弟，哪一条路比较近？
But you can tell him, hey, which shortcuts are out there?
那明话暗说哦，就是说，比如说你是一个作者。那你人家书都出版了，可是人家书店没给你钱呢、啊。
And to give the example of saying directing is not very directly, an example is that you wrote a book and the publisher hasn't given you the money.
那你不可以跟他讲说，哎、hey, ，兄弟，你为什么还不付给我钱呢、啊？你要问他说，哎、hey, ，兄弟，你书出版了没有啊？
And you shouldn't ask the publisher saying that how come you haven't given me the money yet, but you can ask.Has the book been published?
当然，书出版了一定要给稿费啊。
And of course, if the book is published, you must get your fee.
所以明话就暗说了。
So something very direct, you have said it very.
他也提到说呢，如果你太太今年突然发胖，你不可以讲说你太太你怎么变得这么胖啊。
Or if your wife gained some weight, you can't say directly to her saying that you're fat now.
你可以说，哎，太太，我很想念去年的你呀。
But you can say that wife, I really like the.You of last year.
啊，这个都是啊，教人家怎么样以关怀代替责问，以建议代替责难，以暗示代替直言呢。总之呢，话不要白，说的太白就对了。
Basically, the summary is that you should not say things too directly.
啊，但是事实上哦，圣经上跟我们讲说，人的爱哦，不只是表现在言语跟舌头上面了。
But the Bible tells us that Love does not come from only words and language,
而是表现在诚实跟行为上面。
But in truth and action.
所以圣经上教导我们的爱呢，不一定是讲是耍嘴皮子的技巧而已啊。
So the love that the Bible tells about is not a way you talk,
而是真正从心里面发出来。
But actually comes out from the heart.
所以他首先教导我们呢，无论我们爱我们的孩子，爱我们的配偶呢。那个心要很清洁，所以呢，首先呢，爱从清洁的心出来的。
It tells us that if you want to love your children or your spouse, it must come from a pure heart.
实际上讲，人的一生的果效是从心里面发出来的。
The Bible tells us that the result of man comes from our heart.
我们中国人说“仁者心之气”，也就是一个人他是一个什么样的人呢？跟他的心有直接的关系啊。
There's a Chinese saying that you can tell a person's heart from their actions.
所以实际上啊，耶稣基督讲说，善人从他心中所存的善呢，就发出善行来；恶人从他心中所存的恶呢，就产生恶行来。
And the Bible tells us that those who are righteous because of their righteous heart, they will have righteous actions. And for evil person because of their evil heart, they will have evil actions.
所以我们今天说爱爱爱啊，我们要怎么样去爱呢？就是我们的心呢要很干净啊。
So today we're talking about love. How should we love? It is that our heart is very clean.
那心很干净，就是代表心中没有虚假。
And if our heart is clean, then there's no falsehood in our heart.
我们来看提摩太前书一章的二十二节。
Let's look at First Timothy.
提摩太前书一章的二十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 22.
一章二十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
一章二十二节。First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
提摩太前书一章二十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
啊，对不起，我彼得前书，然后我怎么一直我换到彼得前书，怎么一直念提摩太呢？彼得前书一章二十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理。洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。小智说：“从心里古卷做从清洁的心。”啊，真提到说我们顺从了真理，哈，洁净自己的心呢。
instead of obeying the truth, we have clean our hearts.
那我们爱弟兄就不要虚假。
So when we love our brothers, there should be no falsehood.
从清洁的心切切实实的相爱。
But firmly love with a pure heart.
我们觉得现在的人哦，爱有时候常常有点假。
Sometimes we feel that in people's love, there's some falsehood in it.
不晓得是不是文明的关系哦，人总是戴上一个面具哦。
And a lot of times, people put up a mask.
我们常常觉得我们白天是一个样子啊，晚上是另外一个样子。
And we are one way in the daytime, and another way in the nighttime.
穿上制服、工作服是一个样子，脱下制服、工作服是另外一个样子。
And we put up a uniform to go to work. We are one way. After we take that off,
我们来
we're another way.
教会是一个样子，回家又是另外一个样子。
We're one way when we come to church, and it's different when we go home.
我们口中是一个样子，心中又却是另外一个样子。
We're one way from our mouth, but in our heart, it is different.
啊，这个如果是两个样子呢？这个就不是，这个就是虚假的爱，这个就是没有清洁的爱啊。
There are two sides, and this is not pure.Love.
我觉得这好像很难避免，因为每一种民族都有这样的话语啊，跟我们讲说那个话不是很真啊。
And this is very hard to avoid because in every society they have this type of phrases.
我们不晓得没有台湾人哦，台湾话有一句话讲说“六月挂彩给五心”呐，六月的芥菜哦，那个心是假的。那个中国人有一句话，他说这个是“水仙不开花是装蒜”。这个西班牙文有一句话，它叫做什么呢？叫做，你们会懂西班牙文吗？哈，我念念看，你看我念的准不准呢、啊？他说 ，La lágrima de cocodrilo， 就是鳄鱼的眼泪啊，那个都是假的、啊，鳄鱼不会掉眼泪啊。
And he gave many examples in different languages of how there falsehood in different things.
这好像是时代文明的一个产物。
And this is a product of all different societies.
就是我们的爱不是太真了。
Because our love is not true.
我们从小就被教成这个样子。
And we've been taught this way from our youth.
我记得我们在初中念英文的时候。
I remember in junior high when I was learning English.
他说呢，要跟人家打招呼就是要讲 How are you?
And when you want to greet a person, you say How are you?
那标准的回答就是 I'm fine, thank you, and you?
And the standard answer is, fine, I am fine.And you.
你如果那天刚好心情不太好啊，
But if you're not feeling too well that day,
实在是有点挫折，你也不能讲说 I'm not fine, no thank you, and not you.
Even if you don't feel like it, you can't say that I'm not fine. How about you?
好，这个就是我们被教导成的这种爱呢，常常不是太真。
And this is the way we've been taught, so our love is not true.
爱有一点包装，有时候是为了礼貌啦。
And sometimes there's a package around love that is
也是为了 polite， 所以我们装一下，是因为为了要礼貌。
It's just to be
但是有一个基督徒呢，要尽量避免诡诈的爱。
But as a Christian, we should avoid the false love.
诡诈的爱是不干净的爱，这种爱是不是从清洁的心出来的
？And this is not love from the pure heart.
我们看诗篇的二十四篇。
Let's look at Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇。
Psalm 24.
二十四篇的第三节、第四节。
Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4。
诗篇二十四篇第三节、第四节。
Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4。
谁能登第三节？谁能登主的山？谁能站在他的圣所？第四节。就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。这边提到说，谁能够来到神的圣所呢？
It says, who can come to the holy temple of God?
谁能够爬神的高山呢？
Who can climb up the hill of God?
就是那些守节心清的人。
It's those who have clean hands and a pure heart.
守节是外表的行为。
And to have clean hands, it is an outward behavior.
心清是内在的动机。
But a pure heart is an inner motive.
所以我们无论外在内在，我们都是一致的，我们都是不给没有诡诈的。
And no matter it's outward or inward, it is the same.
即使我们那个讲了一些在神面前讲了一些实在的话启示，我们都是不怀诡诈的。
And when we talk the truth, there is no deceitfulness.
在圣经上里面有人爱是从诡诈出来的。
And in the Bible, there are examples of where the love comes from deceit.
有一个大将军叫约押。
And there is a
great general
named Joab.
那他很怕另外一个，因为大卫呢，为了要安抚亚沙龙的那些 其的部队呢，就招亚沙龙的元帅来做大卫的元帅了。
And because David wanted to defend against the soldiers of Absalom, they asked for the general of Absalom.
那个叫做亚玛撒哦。
And that was Amasa.
那这个耶押呢，不像一下就失去了这个元帅的地位了吗？
And that means that Joab has become a general.
所以这个人很诡诈呢。
So he was very deceived.
他就假装哦要去跟这个亚玛撒打招呼了。
And he pretended to greet Amasa.
实际上讲说他这个腰间束着佩带哦，然后这里有一支箭呐、啊。那往前行的时候呢，那个箭哦就从箭鞘里当中落了出啊，掉了出来啊。
And the Bible says that while he was going, he had a belt with his sword, and when he was approaching, his sword fell out.
他就继续往前走，然后要跟亚玛撒打的时候，他右手抓住他的胡子呢，跟他亲嘴啊。
And as he walks towards him to greet him to kiss him, he grabbed his beard.
那左手呢就去捡那一个掉在地上的刀啊，一捡起来一拉住胡子呢，根本挡住他的视线呢，就这样一刀子就进去了。
And on the right hand he was holding the beard, and the left hand he picked up the sword.
他说这个都是很诡诈的爱啊。
So this is a very deceitful.
这是完全不清洁的心呢。
It's not from a clean heart.
犹大怎么样变卖耶稣基督的
？How did Judah betray Jesus.
这是用亲嘴做暗号啊！
It's through a kiss.
所以这些人都没有办法登神的山呢、啊。
So they, all these people cannot ascend.
啊，所以爱呢要从清洁的心出来。
So love must come from a pure heart.
那第二呢？他说呢，爱还要从无愧的良心出来啊。
And second, it also says that love comes from a good heart.
那我们就在想说，一个人可不可能他有清洁的动机去爱人，但是呢，他最后会有无愧的良心呢？
And is it possible for a person to love from their heart with a good motive and have a good conscience in their heart?
But later on, do not have a good conscience.
And later on, does not have a good conscience.
有这样的例子哈。
There is an example.
我们来看一下《撒母耳记上》的二十五章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章。
1 Samuel 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
三十节、三十一节。
Verse 30 and 31.
这是亚比该在对大卫讲的一番话。
And this is the words of Abigail to David.
那个大卫因为被亚比该的先生激怒，很生气的，因为他就是去跟拿巴要一些东西来吃啊。那因为他平常都帮那个拿巴看羊群啊，拿巴不但不给东西，还侮辱大卫啊。哦，太长了哈、哦，太长了，就是，总之呢，就是拿巴呢侮辱大卫啊。
And basically, Nabal wrong against David.
那所以大卫一气之下，带了四百个人，拿着刀要去杀拿巴的全家人。
So David was enraged and took 400 people to go kill him.
说起来，他的动机是情有可原呐、
啊。His
大卫的动机哦，就是可以原谅的啦。
And although you can forgive David's motive,
因为他帮人家做事情好好的，为什么要个东西不但不给，而且要侮辱我们呢？而且他是侮辱大卫的仆人，大卫是一推他替他仆人出气啊。
And because David had worked for Nabal, and the Nabal wronged against David. So this motive,
he is fighting for his servant, huh?
David was fighting for his servant, so his motive was good.
但是拿巴就这样提醒他，你的动机正确，但是你过程要注意哦，以后你会后悔哦。
But Nabal warned David, saying,
那不是 Nabal, 亚比该啊，亚比该这样子跟他提醒啊。
But Abigail warned David, saying that although your motive is good, but you need to be careful.
我们来看三十节、三十一节、二十五章。
Verses 30 and 31.
我主现在若不亲手报仇，流无辜人的血，到了神照所应许你的话，立你赐福于你，立你做以色列王，那时我主必不至于心里不安，觉得良心有亏。神赐福以我主的时候，求你纪念卑你啊！亚比该基本上跟他讲说：“哦，你要知道哈、哦，你现在是易怒填胸了。对了，我们实在是对不起你了哦，你生气有理啦。但是哦，这个过程当中，你看你如果杀了人，有你当王的时候，你心中一定会不安的啦。”
Abigail warned David, saying that although your motive is good, people are wrong against you, and what you did is reasonable.But afterwards, after you become king, you will regret this.
因为你杀了那么多的人，他们都是无辜的啊！你这样子以后会怎么面对神呢
？Because you have shed so many innocent blood, how can you face God?
所以我们看到，我们这个爱哦，不只是动机要对。有时候我们爱孩子，我们动机是对的，但是我们方法如果不对的话哦，可能会后悔一辈子。
So when we love, we must love from the right motive. And when we love our children, we must love from a right motive, but sometimes our actions, we need to be careful.
小弟有时候在想到我跟我的女儿当中，有时候在以前那个感受很强烈，有时候会觉得很对不起神。
And between me and my daughter, sometimes I feel sorry to God.
我记得我小时候，我女儿刚生下的时候，那时候我因为还在念书了，是全时间的学生，又有全时间的工作。
When my daughter was born, I was a full-time student, and at the same time, I was a full-time worker.
当然，做父母亲的都很爱孩子。
And of course, being a parent, we love our children.
但是呢，就有一段时间呢，我女儿就有一个很怪的毛病，晚上哭哦，哭不停啊。
And although we love our children, but my daughter, for a period of time, would cry all night.
什么方法都试过了。
And we've tried many different ways.
后来我狠下心用一种方法。
At the end, I used this method.
就是打到她，让她哭，一直哭，哭到很累为止，这样子，看她会不会睡着觉，这样子。
I hit her until she cries, and she would cry until she's tired, and see if she could fall asleep that way.
我觉得我现在如果想起过去那一段呢，在神面前都觉得。觉得自己怎么那么狠心呢？
And to think back in front of God, I think how could I have done it this way?
我们的动机都是爱孩子的。
Our motive is to love our children.
但是方法以后会良心有亏啊。
But the method might hurt your conscience later on.
那到底什么是良心呢？到底什么是良心？
So, but what is the conscience?
我们圣经上有一个很好的定义，我们看罗马书的二章十五节。
There's a very good definition in the Bible. Let's look at Romans.
罗马书二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
请你念英文。
Romans chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, and their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
他说他们的思念呢会 excuse him or accuse him. 你那个到时候你的想法哦，到底会控告你呢，还是会原谅你啊？
Says that your thoughts will either accuse you or excuse you.
互相较量或以为是为，这个英文讲得很好，就是你到最后你那个想，哎呀，我以前做这个事情哦，我感谢主了，我应该会被原谅的，这个良心就很安了。哎呀，糟糕了，我以前做这个事情哦，这个哦，神一定会跟我算账的啊，这个就是良心会不安了。
So if you think back and you think that this is something that God will not excuse you of, then you will not have peace in your heart.But if you think that God will excuse you, then you'll be fine.
所以有人说那个良心哦，就是脑筋里面，就是 the little voice in your head, 就是你脑筋里面很小的声音，告诉你什么样是对的，什么样是错的。
And sometimes people say that your conscience is a little voice in your head. It will tell you what is right or wrong.
所有的圣徒，他们一辈子都在追求一辈子良心的安呐，哦。
And all the disciples were pursuing after a lifetime of good conscience.
他们要 make sure, 他们要就是确定他们的爱真的是从无愧的良心来的。我们看一下。
They want to make sure that their love comes from a pure heart.
我们看《使徒行传》二十四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 24.
使徒行传二十四章。
Acts 24.
十六节。
Verse 16.
二十四章十六节。
Acts 24:16.
二十四章十六节。
24:16.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心呢、啊。这好像是保罗的座右铭，他一辈子的自我勉励、啊。
And this is from Paul at the end of his life.
就是对神对人呢，我无论做什么，我爱神爱人都是无愧的，良心都是无愧的。
Saying that in front of God or in front of man, everything I've done was from good conscience.
我们再翻过来看二十三章的第一节。
So also look at chapter 24, verse 1.
23, verse 1.
Chapter 23, verse 1.
23章的第一节。
23, verse 1.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心直到如今、啊、所以保罗他从以前到现在做事情都是凭着良心直到现在的。
So Paul from beginning until now he has done everything according to his conscience.
这个有读到这些我就有一个问号、啊、
But when I read this I have a question.
我很想问他说，保罗，那你以前、哦、打死提摩太的时候，人家打死提摩太的时候，你不是在那边看守衣服吗？
And I thought that I want to ask Paul saying that when they were beating Timothy, were you not there holding?
你这样你还敢说你凭着良心做事情吗
？How can you say that you did it from a good conscience？
好，我想听到保罗跟我回答说，对啊，我也是凭着良心啊，因为那个时候我不知道耶稣是谁啊。
And I believe Paul will answer saying that yes, it was from a good conscience because at that time I did not know who Christ was.
我的思念可以 excuse me 啦，我的想法我真的是不知道的时候做的啦。
My thoughts can excuse me because I did not know what I was doing.
我到夏威夷去遇到一个。从内地来的 弟兄啊。
When I went to Hawaii, I met a native brethren.
叫内陆来的弟兄，应该是 brethren from mainland China， 是不是
？Okay, brethren from mainland China.
那他就谈到他以前哦，文革的时候呢，人家怎么样的欺负他。
And he was telling me how during the revolution how people picked on him.
因为他的父亲呢，他的家庭都是国民党的干部。
Because his father and all his family were from the Nationalist Party.
来不及逃，他们家来不及跟着国民政府到台湾去了。
And they did not escape in time with the rest of the Nationalist Party.
他说有时候高干他们在喝喜酒的时候、吃饭的时候没事就叫他来旁边跪
And he said that the officials when they're having a banquet, sometimes they will just call him.
他们喝酒之后呢，把那个酒瓶打碎了，那把那个碎的酒瓶呢，撒在地上，就让他们跪在上面。他们吃喝多久，他就要跪多久，这样子。
And after they drink the alcohol, they will break the bottle and put on the floor, and they have to kneel on the floor with broken glass.
最后讲一句话，我觉得很有意思。
But he said something that I thought was very interesting.
他说我实在也不能怪这些高干，因为这是国家政策。
And he said, I cannot blame these officials because this is the policy.
不同的党派那个时候是战争就是一种处于敌对的状况，你要怪谁呢？怎么怪这个大环境呢？
Because they are from different parties and they were against each other.
所以有时候我们虽然做错事情哦，这个良心有时候觉得可以啦，反正你不是我的意思啊。
And sometimes we do the wrong things, but our conscience is clear.
但是保罗无论怎么样，他逼迫基督徒哦，他不是出于嫉妒，他真的是出于一种对神的爱来的。
Because when Paul was persecuting the Christians, he did it out of his love to God.
那所以他一辈子都是凭着良心做事情。
So for his whole life, he did everything according to his conscience.
那彼得有一个也是凭着良心哦，我们来看一下彼得前书第二章。
Peter was the same. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章十九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse
19. 二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
若有人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。这个彼得讲这句话哦，让我回想起他在那个院子里面三次不认识神呢。
Reading this verse reminds me of when Peter denied Christ three times.
主耶稣回头看他，他就哭他良心非常的敏感
When Jesus turned to look at him, he cried bitterly.
那个痛哦，好像痛到现在还在痛。写这本书的时候还在痛
And this grief endures until this time.
因为他那个是让他觉得火认主耶稣三次是良心很不安的事情哦。
Because denying Christ three times was very burdensome on his conscience.
所以他才说，如果为了良心可以对得住神哦，忍受冤屈的苦楚是可喜爱的。当初哦，我如果我凭着我的良心来做事哦，我忍受那个苦楚，人家说我是不是跟耶稣在一起？我说是，我忍受下来。我想我那个事情不会到我连老良心还在写良心的问题，良心还在不安呢、啊。你懂我的意思吗？
He's saying that if at that time he was able to tell the others that he was a follower of Christ, then that type of grief will not be comparable to the bad conscience that he has right now.
你看，所以他那个年轻的时候所做的一个错误的事情，因为他良心真的敏感，到年老那个良心的责备，好像是那个良心的呼声啊，还在他的心中回响啊。
Because of that one mistake when he was younger, that he did against his conscience.It is grieving him until now.
所以三章十六节他又这样继续劝勉我们。我们看三章十六节。
And in chapter 3 verse 16, he continues to tell us.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
彼得前书，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自己的羞愧。所以哦，你如果做好事情哦，你良心安哦，人家骂你哦，要忍耐下去了。
He's saying that if you're doing something and people defame you, but you, if you have a good conscience doing it, then you should endure.
因为到最后，人家会知道说你真的是有好品性的，人家也会觉得说，哎呀，对不起哦，我误会你了啦，然后自己觉得羞愧。
Because at the end, they will see that you have good conduct, and they will realize they have done wrong.
所以那个爱哦，除了从清洁的心之外呢，还要从无愧的良心出来。
So love needs to come from a pure heart and also from a good conscience.
但是哦，良心有个问题就是哦，你的良心跟我的良心有时候感觉不太一样。
But the problem is that your conscience and my conscience may be different.
那非洲人的良心跟我们的良心可能不太一样。以前非洲人吃白人的肉，他们良心很安的，因为这祖先传下来的遗传。
And the conscience of the Africans and us may be different. In the past, the Africans would eat the white man.
所以爱凭着良心爱人还不够，还要有一个无伪的信心呢。
So having a pure heart.Coming from a pure heart and good conscience is not enough. It must come from sincere faith.
就是要用这个信仰的规模哦，来规范我们的良心呢。
You must use the standard of the Bible as to regulate our conscience.
因为提摩太前书四章跟我们讲说，良心有时候会像烙铁一样，会像被热铁烙惯了一样，会麻痹啊。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it tells us that the conscience will sometimes be like a brand, and it will numb us.
啊，好像一个东西哦，被热铁啊，把它烙了 ，hot iron 哦 ，you burn it, and then it become numb. 所以呢，这个我们用现在俗话来讲，就是那个人的良心哦，被狗吃掉了。
And it's using a hot iron to burn you, and until it is numb. In today's terms, we could say that the dog has ate your conscience.
这个我们很多事情哈，我们一直重复的听，到最后我们真的会麻痹掉了。
Sometimes, if we hear the same thing many different times, we will become numb.
比如说哈，中国人说马上，马上，马上是什么意思
？And a lot of Chinese people they like to say soon, soon. What does that mean?
On the horse, what does it mean? 马上就是最快嘛。On the horse, 以前的那个 horse 是以前的马是最快的，所以马上就最快嘛。
And literally means on the horse, because at that time the horses are fast.
所以我们现在应该不应该讲马上哦？如果有这个清新一点，应该讲火箭上，火箭上。
So today they should not say on the horse, but instead be on the rocket.
应该火箭比马快嘛
？Because the rocket is faster than the horse.
那我比如说以前我们小时候，这个明明老师写的是白板，他就是说这个不是，这个叫黑板。明明是白的，他也叫黑板呢。
And when I was younger, when the teacher was writing on the board, even though it is a whiteboard, the teacher would keep saying this is a black.
那我们英文也有类似这样的语病啊。我们良心已经很接受了。英文也有嘛，对不对
？And there's also a similar way to say in English.
比如说我们英文有叫做什么 ？Park in the driveway, drive in the parkway. 你 park in the driveway, 怎么可能你在 driveway 上应该是 drive 啊？怎么会 park 呢？
But why would you park in the driveway? You should be driving.
Drive in the parkway. Parkway, in, 这里大概没有 parkway 了，这里有没有 parkway? 这里有 parkway. Parkway 应该是 park 呢，怎么要 drive in the parkway 呢？这个也都是你大概听久就习惯了。
But you drive in the parkway, but a parkway is a place that you're supposed to park while you're driving.
好，我们再举个例子哈。
Another example.
我们说这个 running nose 跟 smelling feet.
Running nose and smelling feet.
这个 nose.怎么会 run 呢？应该是 feet 才会 run 啊。
How can the nose run? It is the feet that's running.
那 smelling feet 应该是 smelling nose 啊？怎么会 smelling feet 呢？因为 nose 才会 smell 啊。
And how can you say smelling feet? It is the nose that smells.
这个就是我们提到，就是那个良心哦会麻痹、啊。
And these are what we're saying that our conscience becomes.
所以有人说谎话说了100次哦，有可能变成真理啊。
And some people say that saying a lie 100 times, it will become the truth.
所以我们今天说爱人，爱人，爱人。你如果没有到圣经里面来哦，你不晓得什么爱啊，没有规范、啊。
So today, you can say that to love men and to love men, but if you do not use the Bible, you don't know how.
其实真正的爱哦，真正那种良心的捷径哦，是从信仰来的。
Because the love from pure faith, from pure heart is from faith.
Pure conscience is from the faith, no?
Pure conscience is from the faith.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章十四节。
Verse 14.
九章十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 14.
希伯来书九章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵 九章十四节，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，你们叫良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉永生的神。这边提到说，我们的良心的那个污秽可以被神的宝血除净啊。
Says that the dirty conscience can be cleansed by the blood of Christ.
真的呢，我们信耶稣真的很好呢。
It is indeed good to be believing God.
我以前哦，就是做错很多事情啊。
In the past, I've done many wrong things.
啊，明天我去接受洗礼啊。
But tomorrow, if I receive baptism,
啊，我就知道说我以前的罪通通被洗干净了。
Then I will know that all my sins from the past have been
washed away. 我以前哦，常常为了以前，比如说我杀人了，常常睡不着觉啊。
In the past, for example, if I kill someone, I can't sleep at night.
我常常恨人，我常常觉得自己睡不着觉啊。
And I always hate people, I cannot sleep at night.
那明天我接受洗礼啦。
But tomorrow I receive the Holy Spirit.
我知道我以前的罪通通一笔勾销了。
And I know all my sins have been washed away.
我以前睡不着觉，我从明天晚上开始我睡得着觉了。
And in the past I cannot sleep at night, but tomorrow I will be able to sleep.
因为我良心很安呐。
Because my conscience is.
我有一颗无愧的良心呐。
A good conscience.
因为我知道耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净我的罪了。
Because I know the precious blood of Christ has washed my sins away.
所以无愧的良心事实上还是从无伪的信心，是从那个信仰的规范来的，信仰的内容来的。
So the good conscience comes from the contents of the faith.
那我也有很容易的很放心，因为我以后如果无论犯什么错。
And I will be at peace knowing that if in the future I do anything wrong.
只要我不犯致死的罪。
If I do not commit a mortal sin.
只要我不犯那种奸淫拜偶像的那种很致死的罪。
If I do not commit adultery or worship idols.
啊，我一跪下来，我的罪又被主耶稣洗干净了。
And if I kneel down, then my sins will be washed away.
因为我一旦受了洗之后呢，那个宝血的泉眼就为我打开了。
Because after baptism, the precious blood of Christ is open to me.
所以我的心变得很安呢。
So my heart is at peace.
啊，所以我以后我的行事为人，我的爱都是归还在神的道理里面呢。
So in the future, everything I do and my love will come from God.
所以啊，无愧的良心就是到最后我归还我们爱的一个最主要的来源呢。不，对不起啊，无伪的信心呢，就是我们的信仰呢。
So to have a good conscience, it comes from a sincere faith.
真的，我们有时候实在是不晓得要怎么去爱人呢。
Sometimes we don't know how to love others.
什么叫做爱
？What is love?
耶稣基督说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
Jesus said that a friend dies for his friend. There's no greater love.
所以有了圣经，有了基督，我们才知道，原来爱不是占有了，爱不是统统给我，爱是我把我自己牺牲给你了。
Only after knowing Christ, we know that love is not only receiving, but is to give.
我爱孩子就知道说，原来孩子不是属于我们的，孩子是神交给我们的产业，我们只要善尽善良管理人的责任就可以了。
And after having children, we know that these children are not ours, but is from Christ.
爱孩子的方法就是把他们带到神面前来啊。
And to love our children is to bring them to Christ.
原来爱孩子的方法就是夫妻彼此相爱，给孩子最大的礼物就是夫妻彼此相爱啊。
And the best gift you can give the children is the couples loving each other.
那这样子我们的爱就没有伤害啦。
Then our love is not harmful.
或者真的很多人借着爱以爱为借口来做出很大的伤害啊。
Many people use love as an excuse to harm others.
所以感谢神，我们就知道爱从哪里来。
But thank God we know where love comes from.
它是从清洁的心来。
It is from a pure heart.
从无愧的良心来。
From a good conscience.
从无伪的信心来。
And a sincere faith.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起来默祷。
Bow our heads and pray in silence.